Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Start a request Thursday. Orioles at home tonight, taking on the Yankees. Start of a four-game set. Povich against Max Fried. We got the American League East report coming up at 12:45. Stick around for that. It is on Fox. National TV extravaganza. Orioles have 10 games left, 7 against New York. So let's put it up them pinstriped asses. Huh? How's that sound? As we wrap up the season, hopefully on a positive note, Terps are at Wisconsin. First road game of the season. Get 9.5 against the Badgers. A game you can see on NBC and listen to, most importantly, here on this here radio station. And the Ravens, Monday Night Football, taking on the Detroit Lions. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored will be live from the Horseshoe Casino. Our coverage starts at 2 with an inside access on Monday. And then me, Ken Wyman, getting you ready to rock and roll starting at 5 as the Ravens 4.5-point favorites in that one. And all sorts of other things going on in between. But right now, before we get to the sports, count some money by ourselves.
All right, Bob, the Dow is up 148. The S&P's up 41. NASDAQ's up 232. DraftKings is up 20 cents. Under Armour's up to $4.87, up 96.
Well, what? I'm getting. Wait a minute. It's up 96 to 487?
96 cents.
To 486.
486.
I thought it was 486 yesterday.
Yesterday, let me see.
Seems like 487 is like the always reliable price tag.
The low is 480. The high's been 493 today. The low is 482.
Or is that 96 cents you're talking?
I don't know.
So $96, I'd be like, all right, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
All right.
Sell.
All right. What's up?
Start with the Orioles today. Lineup got a tall task tonight facing Max Fried, the second time they've seen him this season. Getting any sort of offense going against this guy, well, it's going to be difficult. And if you're thinking long ball, think again. Just one homer allowed in his last 5 starts, an overall ERA of 1.95 in that time. Buy or sell, Bob, the Orioles go yard at least once tonight.
Against Fried, looking at the historical matchups of the current day Orioles roster, the only guy that has taken Max Fried deep has been Jorge Mateo.
Wow. Would not have guessed that.
Yeah, so I don't even know if he'll be in the lineup. I mean, he doubled yesterday, stole a couple of bags. So maybe we'll see Manzo get a little creative. One home run against Max Fried. I'm going to buy it. And Jordan Westberg's going to hit it. How's that sound?
Double down.
Yeah. I'll bet you $500 worth. None.
Oh, my God. Feeling yourself today.
I will buy your Thanksgiving dinner for you.
Over to the NFL, where the tush push was a major talking point all offseason long, but ultimately no changes were made and the play remained legal. Well, here we are just 2 weeks into the 2025 season, and it's becoming an issue again. During the Super Bowl rematch this past Sunday, TV replays pointed out the strange nature of the play, the fact that pretty much everyone in that Philly O-line was either already lined up offsides or was getting an early jump before the snap. Dean Blandino, the resident ref on the broadcast, well, he was fed up. He called it a headache to officiate in the first place, wanted to see it eliminated. Even Nick Sirianni seemed to acknowledge the gripes by saying that, hey, if we're going to keep running this play, we've got to be perfect with the execution. Now more than ever, people seem to be on high alert when it comes to the tush push. So buy or sell, Vinny, that play will be flagged in some fashion when the Eagles run it against the Rams this Sunday.
Oh, I'm buying it 1,000%. They're going to send a message. When I was listening to NFL radio yesterday, Pat Kerwin, he had talked to a couple of defensive coordinators, and what they said that it's hard because they, like you just said, they line up offside and they start early. They said what they want to do is put the overhead camera when tush pushes up, when they're going to run that play, put the overhead camera right there, and you'd be able to see guys lined up offsides and starting
and that,
early.
What Nolan said, they did have an overhead view,
right?
And every single one of them was offside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. Even some of the defensive guy, because now they're trying to counter it. You know, the refs aren't calling. They're digging a little bit farther forward, so both teams are almost across the line.
Well, you can't see.
Right.
You know, and you don't know where the ball is.
It's rugby.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Let's go back to baseball here. A handful of managers have already lost their job midseason, and more firings are sure to come in just a few weeks when the season ends. Dan Perry is speculating about which ones could be on the hot seat or fully out. And he actually lists the Mets leader, Carlos Mendoza, here, only in his second year at the helm. And last year, he led them to the NLCS despite being a wild card team. Fast forward to this year, they're clinging on to that third and final wild card spot for now, a game and a half lead over Arizona. Buy or sell, Bob, if New York misses the playoffs, Mendoza will be out after just 2 years.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and buy that. I mean, they've been flatlining for quite some time. And it was them and the Phillies neck and neck. Mets actually had surpassed Philadelphia at one point in the summer. Top of the East, that division's already been clinched. You mentioned the Diamondbacks, who we wrote off as dead. I mean, Burns got hurt early in the season. They traded away Syllable, Suarez, and Naylor, and yet here they are, only a game and a half. James McCann's had a lot to do with some resurgence here for them. But yeah, I would think the Cundiff might be coming for old Mendoza.
Well, we know the odds are not in your favor if you're an NFL team that starts 0-2. Just 8% of such teams have managed to turn things around and make the playoffs since 1933. Though last year, we actually saw three teams do it, including the Baltimore Ravens. So far in 2025, 10 teams are off to an 0-2 start, headlined by the Chiefs. And a CBS Sports list here ranks all 10 of those teams on a scale of most to least concerning. No surprises, KC is the top team here with the least concerns, followed by Houston, and then here's the real surprise, the Giants. Third on that list in terms of least concerning, that's ahead of teams like the Bears, Jets, and Panthers, just to name a few. Vinny, are you buying or selling that relative lack of concern for New York?
Well,
or Giants, I should say, because
yeah,
the Jets are
the
there.
Yeah, for the Giants. Well, when the other two I can see that are above it, and the ones behind them, I don't think they got much of a chance either. I guess, you know, they figure that the defense, they've got talent on defense, much more so than offense. So I guess they're figuring that the defense is going to pick it up. But, I mean, the Giants, either the Giants or Chiefs are going to be 0-3 on Sunday.
But the quarterback thing, to me, has to be a non-starter. I mean, like, Russell Wilson was great, but he's not going to continue to do what he did last week. And it's just going to be this nonstop, all right, when do we get to Jackson Dart? So if you have a quarterback mystery, I don't know how you can have any sort of confidence in a team.
I would totally agree with that, Nolan.
All right, last topic of the day, getting Shohei Ohtani back on the pitcher's mound. It was a long process for the Dodgers, but it's paying off, even if he's not going deep into these starts. The results have been very welcomed. They've been a banged-up pitching staff all year, and there's been some thought that he could enter the bullpen situation when the playoffs roll around. Now, this is important to note here as a two-way player. As a starter, MLB did change the rules a few years ago that allowed Ohtani to stay in games as a DH even after he exited as the starting pitcher. But if he's going to pitch in relief, that same rule will not apply. He will have to play the field in order for that to come to fruition. He says he's willing to go back in the outfield for the first time since 2021. But Bob, are you buying or selling this as a realistic option for LA when the postseason arrives?
I'm selling it because of all the, like you said, the maneuvering that's going to have to take place positionally. It's not like Little League where the right fielder comes in and the pitcher goes to right field and they just switch spots.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I understand that Trinan and Tanner Scott haven't exactly been lighting the world on fire as of late, but I'm selling that. Just keep that stick in the lineup and worry about what he's doing with the bat right now, which
Plus,
is pretty incredible.
When does he get to warm up? You know, he's starting a game. He's out in the bullpen before it starts, but he can't warm up to come into a game as a reliever if he's playing the field.
Maybe he can, like, throw to a fan in the stands.
It just sounds like a headache to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I don't think it's going to be a realistic probability. When we come back, let's look at the Lions. Detroit Lions, that is, as we look at their defense. They were okay against Chicago. The Bears got some window dressing stats because Detroit's offense, which is totally dominating them. But are they going to bring enough to the table to make life miserable for Todd Monken and that Ravens? Oh, and then the American League East report around 12:45. Look at the standings and the scores. Go outside of the division in that regard. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll get to our picks. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him heading into week 3 that starts tonight. Little daily fantasy fun. I'm like a Keon Coleman against the Dolphins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.